Hi, my name is Yvonne Shepherd. My company encourages women 48 plus to become stronger for life through fitness, adventure, and social connection. We do this through our online and in-person outdoor active fitness training and adventures in Australia and around the world. The specific situation I need assistance with today is I need help with seeding the customer experience outcomes I deliver. The specific question I want your brilliant ideas on today is what do I need to do with my communications that will encourage my customers to openly recognize and value the experiences we are delivering? Extra information you may need for context is, for example, on a recent multi-day adventure, at the celebration dinner, all of the ladies raved about how great our guides were and how they went over and above. Our leaders did exactly the same as the guides. And in the office, we also created the adventure, wrote the experiences, and then made sure that each participant had an amazing experience. Yet none of this was ever commented on. So the specific situation is I need help with seeding the customer experience outcomes I deliver. And the specific question is, what do I need to do with communications that will encourage my customers to openly recognize and value the experiences we are delivering?
Thank you, Kim, and thank you, Yvonne. So I will look out for some raised hands. And in the meantime, I wanted to ask Yvonne, are your team members feeling undervalued? Are you sensitive to it? I'm just wanting to clarify where both.
No, my team members aren't sensitive. It's an observation. And the observation is that it is never about that there is, we think it's a, they don't know what they don't know. So they don't know that to actually get the guides to deliver this great experience, how much else, like that's 5% of.
Yes, sorry. My question is, have your staff said, they thank the guides, but they don't thank us. Have they said that?
One has.
One has. Okay. One has. Yep. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right, Frida.
Yes. And that probably leads exactly into the question that I'm asking, which is what do you want them to do and why? Because there's also an element of a lot of what you're talking about, I was sort of thinking, do you want them to recognize kind of what goes on behind the curtain, or do you want them to be really, we do all this work to make it perfect for you, like because we plan this for you specifically, like do you want it to be in front of the curtain, or do you want it to be behind the curtain but just to have a bit of more recognition? So
not necessarily, this is going to sound wrong, it's not necessarily about recognition, but for us to be positioning ourselves that we offer these unique adventures, there is a hell of a lot of work that goes into creating a unique adventure, which isn't understood, I don't think. And we've never done anything to communicate that in any way that, you know, for us to get something that's not out there, you know, there are 50 million moving parts and first this happens and that happens. Does that answer? Mm-hmm. Probably not. Right.
Thank you. We're going to go to Amanda Farmer.
Yvonne, I'm not sure how or where you're selling these. If it's a landing page on the website, you're explaining what the adventure's all about. Something simple, is it this is what we do, and it's a whole list of we have all this covered. This is what you have to do. Turn up, have fun. So you kind of have a table of, or you call it, this is what's done for you. So for $4.95, done for you. And what do you have to do? Turn up with the gear, have fun. It's like it's very clear. Then they're seeing the value in, I pay that to get all of that. And right up front, they're then close, they know about that. And then they're closing the loop during the adventure going, she said that they did that. Oh, look, now they're doing that for us. Oh, she said that was going to be there. Here it is. So that's very basic, but if that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Yelda.
Just adding on to what Amanda said, Yvonne. Is there an opportunity in one of your newsletters to have a a bio of each of the team members and what experience they're bringing to the table and what they do, and how they hand over their very, you know, your client's very bespoke experience to the next person in the team, and then talk about that team member and what they do in the next newsletter, sort of breaking it down that way in consumable chunks for your clients.
Thank you, Kim.
I was thinking of, you know, a lot of some showing them some behind the scenes stuff, whether that's in, you know, like a Facebook Live or little video snips, things like that, where you can just show them what it takes to put an adventure together, whether that be, you know, you might have some maps, you sitting all around sitting looking at maps or on the screen or however you do it. And, you know, you said that we do a lot behind the scenes, but show them somehow with video. And maybe, I don't know if you have like a special Facebook group for people who are on the multi-day adventures. You could put, you know, you could be feeding that sort of thing to them leading up to the adventure, so they can see what's going on. And then, and my other question was going to be, because I wasn't quite sure what you meant, you want to encourage your customers to openly recognise and value the experiences we are delivering. So are you wanting them to talk about it at the end of the adventure? Do you want to do that them in, do you want them to do that in social media or just...
So at the end now, we have a celebration dinner and there were two in particular, and you go around the room and you ask what the highlight is, and then someone will speak up and it's, oh, what an awesome job Meryl and Craig did in pulling this together. They're in the kitchen the whole time and they did this, they did that, they did that. And there is never any mention of what Women's Fitness Adventures did.
Yeah, okay.
So It's like they're there because we put them there.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe show them all the work that's happening behind. That's me.
Thank you. All right, I see your hands, Joanna, Virginia, Julie, PJ, Bernadette. I see your hands. So I'll just start with Joanna.
I was actually going to say exactly what Kim said. And just to add to that, with those Facebook Lives or with those videos, use them in the lead up campaign. So that creates excitement, but it also lets them see what's happening behind the scenes. So exactly what, and I was actually going to ask the same question about the feedback. Did you want that for testimonials or did you want that more for, you know, like recognition for the staff? But that can't answer, that was answered as well. So plus one to Kim.
Thank you, Virginia. You're up.
I'm just building on what other people were saying is, yeah, maybe doing almost a video testimonial of, you know, the people who have been saying, oh, you know, the guide was great, etc., and, you know, their experience, and then saying, you know, this is how that's so, and then you're snipping into the behind the scenes and this is how it's occurred, you know, we've found the best guides, we've organize the best food, and this is, you know, these are all the steps. It sort of makes me think of like a travel agent, you know, you think you're just getting this holiday, but there's all this behind the scenes stuff that they're doing and the time they're taking away. So you're presenting out there, you know, yes, you've got the guide in front of you and there's this you know, however many hour adventure, but you know, behind the scenes there was 20 plus hours to have that happen, and these are the sorts of things you'd see and that you don't have to do to enjoy that experience.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks.
Thank you, Julie.
Yes to the video. Just wondering if you could create a video just from you, which could be an evergreen video that you send out to anyone when they're about to go on an adventure. And it's just you. It's a welcome video for you. I just want you to know all the things that are happening behind the scenes here to make this an incredible experience for you. So that would just be a beautiful welcome for people. And the other thing that I thought is with that finishing dinner that you said that you have, could you create a ritual where members of your team talk about their highlights? And in part of that, they could say, you know, I really love watching you all enjoy this peach. You know, I remember when we sat around and spent like half an hour as a team trying to figure out how you could get the best out of that. And I just loved watching you enjoy it. And so actually bring the team and their energy and their experience and passion into the actual evening. And that would probably feed into how people receive them and what they remember.
Mm. Yeah, very good. Thank you. Bernadette.
So mine is similar to the last person. Sorry, I can't remember who that was. Anyhow, so I have been doing a charity ride for
2 minutes to go.
And basically what happens is the guide talks about to the participants all the work that goes on behind the scenes. So I think that should become part of their script, that they let people know what goes into actually putting that adventure together.
Thank you. PJ?
So the beauty of having my laptop in front of me is I just Googled this, you know, there's many manufacturing companies, particularly alcohol manufacturing companies, which tell their story of how it goes to make, you know, how all the work that's gone into making a particular product. And the first one that just popped up for me was Maker's Mark, and I've just popped the link in there. There's a whole web page on how Maker's Mark make their bourbon. And so it's like, there's the story of the process and, you know, where we grew the whatever and what we did this. And so if you had that story that was central on the website of how we develop an adventure, how adventure comes apart in that way, and then add in all of the, everything else that people have been saying, like make it part of the ritual of what the leaders say, then I think it just starts to get hammered home.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
And that your tour guides are not, am I muted still? I'm muted. That your tour guides are not in any way, they're a part of the process. They're not the process. So, yeah.
Perfect. Tasha?
Yeah, probably just a way of phrasing everything that's been said really is I've noticed when I had someone analyse my campaigns, the number one opened email was my investment in your healthy pregnancy. So perhaps it's something, our investment in your amazing experience, and it's just a great way of phrasing everything everyone said about what you do behind the scenes.
Love that, stealing that. Michelle, you're last up. What would you like to say?
Yeah, Yvonne, I want to edify you for wanting to crack this nut because it's what will have people come back to you, to Women's Fitness Adventures, and not think, oh, I'll just go and book this tour again myself. So it is an important piece. Plus one to everything that everybody said, especially PJ, there's a famous ad about the beer company that just told people how the beer was made and that they started out selling their competition. So how can you build this in into all of your SOPs, like every single piece of communication that you're doing, think, how do I demonstrate something about what we're doing behind the scenes? And I think you need more photographic evidence. So here's the team and I planning out your adventure. Here's a screenshot of the 17 checklist items we just went through to verify the guides that we've chosen for your adventure. Here's a stack of paperwork. We've just filled in all of the permissions and insurance claims to clarify your adventure. Like put them, sprinkle them out through the whole journey. And there's a great florist, and I've just forgotten their name. I think they're called Bouqs, B-O-U-Q-S, in New York City. I bought flowers for someone in New York City. I ended up on their list. They started sending me videos of the places where the flowers were grown that I bought and how they were doing sustainable growing. So if a florist can show me how it's made and make me think, wow, these people are not your average florist, you certainly can because you've got such a powerful story there.
Love it. Great question. Great answers. Thank you so much, Yvonne.
Thanks.
And Kim.
Everyone.
Great.